Which I have, in fact, I have already spoken on this subject a few times before in various places. I don't remember, but I'll tell you in brief. Please sit down. You know, my analysis of what you call prudence and wisdom is a bit different from the commonly known definition of prudence and wisdom. Based on the Holy Quran, I can say with certainty that taqwa added to prudence and wisdom turns it into true reliable wisdom. Otherwise, there will never be absolute wisdom in man. Taqwa is the ballistic force which keeps it steady and gives it a bearing and direction. And without it, you will always be influenced by those environments which you were just mentioning. So that is the most important factor in wisdom. And it will add morality to wisdom. And morality means the ultimate good. Wherever morality is lacking, temporary gain is found and ultimate good is sacrificed. So this concept of morality is again different from the concept of the morality as known to the rest of the world. But I can prove it in detail by analyzing it more finely, that it settles down to this ultimately, it precipitates to this, that morality is a sort of wisdom. Wisdom gained through a very long social experience, or wisdom imparted to man, on man, from Allah or from divines, let's call it. So that wisdom is in fact an essence of your past experience. And when you gain that experience too much and it's accumulated, and you yourself in nature have gone downhill and become decadent, then that wisdom becomes a burden to you. You can't see the far-sighted effects, good effects of morality, and you see the short-sighted gains, and you begin to choose the short-sighted gains. That is where you don't remain wise. You may appear to be, as we say, chalak, but not akhlman. You may be cunning or too clever, but not wise. Most of the modern politics is devoid of wisdom. This is also my observation. It is full of cunningness, it's full of clever tactics, but it lacks wisdom. This is why the world is heading for a final catastrophe and destruction.